This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Startup India program is not just a scheme, but a rainbow vision that connects diverse sectors with new opportunities. Addressing an event marking a decade of Startup India, National Startup Day, in New Delhi today, the Prime Minister said, the Startup India mission has become a revolution in just 10 years, fostering a new culture across the country.
Bharat ke yuvaon ka focus real problem solve karne par hai. Hamare wo young innovators, jinhone naye sapne dekhne ka saahas dikhaya. मैं उन सभी की बहुत बहुत सराहना करता हूँ। 10 साल की ये जर्नी सिर्फ एक सरकारी स्कीम की सक्सेस स्टोरी नहीं है, ये आप जैसे हजारों लाखों सपनों की जर्नी है। सिर्फ 10 साल में स्टार्टअप इंडिया मिशन एक रिवॉल्यूशन बन चुका है। भारत आज दुनिया का थर्ड लार्जेस्ट स्टार्टअप इकोसिस्टम है।
The Prime Minister said courage is essential for enterprise, praising the youth for taking risks and noted that risk-taking, once discouraged, is now respected in the country. The Prime Minister also lauded the role of women in the startup ecosystem. Startup India was launched on 16 January 2016 by Prime Minister Narendra Modi as a transformative national program to nurture innovation, promote entrepreneurship and enable investment-driven growth. External Affairs Ministry has said India is keeping a close eye on the prevailing situation in Iran. During a media briefing in New Delhi, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that India is committed to take whatever steps required in the interest of the Indian citizens living in that country.
We have around 9,000 Indian nationals in Iran. They are mostly students, people connected with business, some professionals as well, pilgrims and seafarers. Given the situation there, we have issued a few advisories asking Indian nationals to avoid all travel to Iran and Indian nationals who are already resident in Iran to leave Iran by available means, including commercial flights. We continue to closely watch the unfolding situation there and will take all necessary steps for the welfare of our people.
The BJP Shiv Sena alliance appears to be leading to a win in the Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation BMC elections. The alliance is leading in 119 seats with the BJP ahead in 88 seats and Shiv Sena in 31 seats. In comparison, the Shiv Sena UBT Uddhav Balasaheb Thackeray faction is leading in 64 seats while the Maharashtra Navnirman Sena MNS is ahead in only 6 seats. The Bharatiya Janata Party today announced the schedule for the election of the party's national president. The nomination will be filed on Monday, with the scrutiny of nomination papers done on the same day. The election will be held on Tuesday. External Affairs Minister EAM Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the special strategic and global partnership between India and Japan is on an upward trajectory. Mr. Jaishankar said this after co-chairing the 18th India-Japan strategic dialogue with his Japanese counterpart Toshimitsu Motegi in New Delhi today. He said that India and Japan hold immense potential for shaping the world order and de-risking the international economy. Dr. Jaishankar highlighted that India's Mahasagar initiative and vision for the Indo-Pacific closely align with Japan's free and open Indo-Pacific outlook. India and Germany have signed a joint declaration of intent on telecommunications cooperation. The Ministry of Communications informed that both sides agreed to enhance cooperation through regular exchange of information and best practices, collaboration in emerging and future technologies, strengthening policies, manufacturing, and ease of doing business in the telecom and ICT sectors. Ace Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen will face Lin Chuan Yi of Chinese Taipei in the men's singles quarterfinals of India Open Badminton Tournament in New Delhi in a short while. In Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Gujarat Giants will take on table toppers Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai this evening. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, ended with modest gains led by IT sector today. After firm opening, the markets edge higher during the forenoon trade. And that is the end of this news bulletin.